Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we have another amazing woman to share her journey with us and how she was able to just keep going despite the circumstances. Our guest today is Marva Riley. Marva is a registered nurse, author, holistic health and wellness advocate, and international speaker. We're so excited to have you, Marva. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa. I'm excited to be with you today.
You know, Marva, I found it so intriguing and interesting, the holistic approach to healthcare and wellness that you talk about, and all of your tips that you give are really encouraging. One of the things I wanted to begin with, Marva, in our conversation today is, what was your inspiration behind your health and wellness journey?
Well, what an awesome question. Several years ago, at the age of 38, I'm 61 years of age now, at the age of 38, I was diagnosed with multiple health issues, the most life-threatening of which is or was cardiomyopathy, which is a disease of the heart. The heart doesn't pump well, and the muscle strength of my heart was 30 to 35%, and normal is 55%. And the physicians told me that if I didn't have a heart transplant, I probably wouldn't live. And I didn't believe that. The long and short of it is that I was introduced to another nurse, to an electrophysiologist, a physician that specializes in the electrical abnormalities of the heart. And he had to do a procedure on my heart. And after he did the procedure, he told me to flush every pill down the toilet. He told me to meditate, try yoga, eat healthily, exercise, decrease my stress level, enjoy life, get out there in the sun, and take care of myself. Because I was so desperate to live and to live well for my two little children and my husband, I literally took the doctor's order to heart, and I embraced the holistic lifestyle. At that time, I didn't know it was called the holistic lifestyle, but I started practicing what he prescribed. And yes, that led to my total healing in body, mind, and spirit, because not only was I having heart issues, I was plagued with depression and anxiety and insomnia and all kind of other mind, body, spirit illnesses.
You know, Marva, what I take for that, one of the biggest things I took from that is you got some news that you could have chosen to grab hold of what that first diagnosis was. You could have chose to, this is it, that there's not a chance of me having a good, healthy, enjoyable lifestyle. But instead, you said, I didn't believe him. That's not what I was accepting. I went to someone else who said, believe in yourself, go enjoy life. That's the power of your mind. I talk about all the time, it's the power of your mind and what you choose to believe. And what you choose to believe is what will come out in your life. So that is a powerful, powerful story to open up with. Thank you for sharing that. Now, talk to us about the holistic approach to healthcare. You mentioned that a few times when you were speaking just then. What is the holistic approach? What do you mean when you say that, for those of us who don't understand what that is?
Oh, sure. Well, to go back a little bit with the first question that you asked, the reason why we will not accept the negative news and the negative narrative is that we must know our why. Why do you want to get better? Why do you want to be well? My why was my two little kids and my husband, not even so much myself, because I was a nurse and I wasn't really taking the best care of myself, to be honest with you. I don't know. I didn't know how. I didn't know what healthy eating and all that meant, because even though they teach us a little bit of nutrition in nursing school, they really don't delve into it. They don't teach doctors nutrition.
Marva?
Yes, sorry. You know, I put my phone in Do Not Disturb, and sure enough, a call came through. I apologize about that. And
okay.
I did put it on Do Not Disturb. So, you know, my why was a reason for me to not accept the negative narrative. Now, the holistic approach includes the body, the mind, and the spirit, because think about it. If you're totally stressed out, anxious, and can't sleep at night, that's the mind part of it. More than likely, you're going to overeat, and you're going to eat the wrong foods. You're going to grab that sugary stuff. You're going to grab the coffee with the 10 packs of sugar. So you got to deal with that mind. And if physically you're unwell, you're overweight, you're obese, you're sick, you have heart disease, you have kidney disease and all of that kind of stuff, you're going to be so anxious and stressed out, you can't sleep, you can't be calm, you can't even pray or meditate. Or every time you pray and meditate, it's going to be begging God for healing. Not so much the praise and the thanksgiving that really the Bible says we should be doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And the spiritual
mm-hmm.
aspect of it, you've got to be in tune with that higher being. Whatever, it doesn't have to be Jesus, even though, you know, we're Christians, I'm Christian. But there are many other faiths out there that have a belief system. You've got to have a belief system because in our own strength, really, we can't accomplish that which we need to accomplish to be well overall. So we got to draw on that higher power. And in my books, I mentioned how prayer, meditation, and journaling were some tools that I used to help me to get out of depression and anxiety and insomnia, menopausal issues, for example. I was able to journal. I still journal. And so that's how it just all works together, because we're not just our body, we're not just our mind, and we're not just our spirit. We're everything. We are a whole being, W-H-O-L-E, being, so we must approach health from that perspective, the whole being, for it to work and for it to last.
Absolutely. You know, when I hear someone talk about the journaling aspect, when you said that, or you talk about being a full being, the prayer, the meditation, and journaling, I can remember over 25 years ago, and I still have those original journals that I journaled, and I still journal, but not as consistent as I did back then, but I can pick up one of those journals right now, 25 years later, into my journey and read them and find inspiration and encouragement and help me understand myself based on some things that I wrote down 25 years ago. So journaling, I definitely believe in journaling. I believe also in what you just said, that it takes it all. It takes every part of you in order to find the healing. So I love that. Now, you did mention, and let me just say congratulations on your being a four-time author. You have four books out. Help me now. I'll try to list them for you. Eat, Sleep, Meditate, A Nurse's Guide to Health.
Yes.
Simply Healthy, Easy, Inexpensive Recipe Book. Lose Weight,
yes,
and Keep It Off for Good, Understanding the Weight Loss Game. So congratulations on that success. But did you always know you wanted to be a writer, or how did that start for you?
Okay, and my most recent book is From Stuck to Limitless. That's the last one, which I collaborated with 12 other authors, 11 of whom are women, and there's one guy, and all 13 of us collaborated to write this anthology, which is titled From Stuck to Limitless, and that's a best-selling book. And I didn't always know that I wanted to be an author. I actually started writing in 2012 when I went through a very bad divorce, and at that time was when I was very, very sick with multiple health issues. You see how everything is connected? The very bad divorce,
mm-hmm.
I was having physical
mm-hmm.
issues. That was when I was demanding from God, wanting to know, have you left me? And so everything was just messed up. And my sister said to me, you should journal. That was 2012. But she had told me before, and I resisted it. But in 2012, I was on my back. And I was desperate for help, and I started journaling. And now I go, just like you, I go back to read my journals. Every night I've been reading through my journals, and I'm crying because I see where God has brought me from in 2012 to now. It's amazing. So many things I was begging God for. you know, and they have manifested, and I didn't even realize that they had manifested. So it's good to go back and read your journals.
Yes.
And then my husband kept seeing me writing in this black book, as he would call it. And he said, you know, you should make those books into those journals into a book. And I just started writing my first book, and I told him, I said, I'd love to write a story about my life, even if it's just my grandkids read it. He said, write it, because there'll be people who want to hear about your story and how you've triumphed. And that's how my first book was birthed. And then my second book, I'm always whipping up these delicious recipes, and he said, you should put it in a book, put them in a book. And there came my second book, Share. And it has over 100 simple, healthy, easy, and inexpensive recipes. The third book, the weight loss book, I was able to lose the weight and keep it off for good for umpteen of years. And he said, my husband said, well, why don't you put the tips in a book? Somebody can benefit from that. And then my third book, my friend Marie, who is the brainchild behind From Stuck to Limitless, she said, would you like to collaborate with us on this book? And that's how I became part of that team. And I'm loving writing. I'm working on one that's based on faith, because I have so much to tell about the goodness of God and where he's brought me from when I had nothing, when I was broke, when I lost everything to foreclosure, for example. And God has blessed me, given me double for my trouble. You know, all that faith stuff, and I want to put them in the book to encourage folks. Listen, no matter how bad things are, never give up. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel, and I want to put that, all of that, in a book.
Oh, wow. That was so inspiring. There's so much there. But one of the things that jump out is sometimes we can't see it for ourselves, but God will plant someone right there to say, you should do that. And when you're obedient and hear him, that's when the blessings come. So thank God for your husband being there to say, you know what, don't just write in these journals and put them aside, but share them with the world. And that's what you're doing. And you're helping so many people not only believe in themselves, but take the action into getting through whatever it is that they're going through. So I think that is absolutely amazing. I do want to pause right here. And if you're just joining us, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Our guest today is Marva Riley. Marva is a registered nurse, author, holistic health and wellness advocate, and international speaker. Marva, that was so powerful. You helped so many people right there with your journey. You know, I just do believe that our journey and sharing them out loud, like your husband said, will help someone else with what they're going through. But I'd like to talk about on this show a little bit about as a female entrepreneur, you now have your books out and you're doing so many different things. And we wear other hats, our personal hats, wife, grandmother. You talked about being a grandmother and your grandkids. And then there are challenges in just being an entrepreneur. Share with us maybe, if you can, some challenges that you faced and how you were able to overcome them.
Okay. So I'll address it from the author perspective, because I have other businesses that we're not going to necessarily talk about on this show, but from an author perspective, some authors don't realize that being an author, the book business, is a business. And I remember when I published my first book and I did a webinar with Amazon, and in the webinar it says, the hardest part was writing the book. The second hardest part will be marketing the book, okay? And because I don't have big budget to pay for a marketing company or people to market my book, I've written it. I paid someone to edit it. I paid someone to update it, to upload it. I paid someone to build my website. But now I have to be out there on social media marketing. So to me, no matter what business that we're in, the most challenging part of the business is marketing your business, whether you're a Mary Kay salesperson, whether you sell supplements, whatever it is, you have to market, because unless you market, no one is going to know about Marva's books. Nobody will know about Marvel's book. Nobody will know about Melissa's, whatever business Melissa is doing. Nobody's going to know about it. They never see you on social media. They never see you on YouTube. You don't have a YouTube channel. You're never on Instagram. You're not marketing. Sometimes you actually have to pay for advertisement, you know, once your budget allows you to do that. But to me, that's the biggest challenge that I had. And I set aside like an hour per day when I promote. And another thing, I can't just be on these sites promoting my book. I have to have a purpose. What is my purpose? What message am I trying to get across to my audience? My message is holistic health. So I need to bring across, what's holistic health? How can you practice it? And this is how my books can help you to practice and become successful at being holistically well. So that would be my advice to people. Focus on your marketing, getting your products out there. Right now, a group of us nurses, like four nurses, we're collaborating and we're getting into churches in Georgia where we are. We live in the CSRA area, in the Augusta area, and we're actually going into churches and doing workshops. We're targeting mainly women, but we're going to target everybody, mainly women, and doing women's workshop to teach them how to take care of themselves, how to eat properly, how to get rid of diabetes and all that stuff. And in the same time, we're able to sell whatever product we have to sell, in this case, my books.
Oh, wonderful. Maura, what advice would you give to someone who's listening? They're in our audience right now. They're listening to you talk. And I'm sure they're so inspired and motivated because you have been just amazing. But what advice would you give them if they're struggling? They're struggling with being healthy and understanding that it takes the mind, body, and soul to be the healthiest version of themselves. What advice would you give them?
I would say the most powerful advice would be knowing why you want to be healthy. Why do you want? What is your why? Because, you know, I was doing a course for health coach, and they said the most powerful thing that folks need to come to grips with is knowing their why. Why do you want to get well? Is it for your grandchildren? Is it for your spouse? Is it for your children? Is it for your parents because you have to take care of them? What is your why? Once you know what your why is, you will figure out a way to make it happen. It's not going to be easy. You will figure out a way, and you will start taking baby steps, because baby steps will lead to bigger steps and bigger steps and bigger steps. And before you know it, you will be that person on Melissa's show teaching people how to take care of themselves holistically. So know your why, number one, and start by taking baby steps.
Wow. Marva, this has been an amazing conversation. I am so excited that you said yes to coming onto the show and just sharing some of your journey and some very inspirational tips. I know that every single person that hears this conversation will be inspired to move forward and to be the healthy version of themselves. How can our audience stay connected to you?
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so my name is Marva Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. I am on Facebook, Instagram. I have a YouTube channel. I'm on TikTok and LinkedIn. And my website is rnmarvariley.com. You can connect with me on any of those platforms.
Well, thank you again, Marva, for being here today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design. I'm your host, Melissa Banks, saying all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. Enjoy your day.
Thanks for having me, Melissa.